Welcome to Raising Happy and Thriving Gifted Kids, a daily podcast where you get relatable stories, interesting lessons, and practical tips to help your kids thrive and be happy while enjoying your own life even more. Throughout the previous episodes, we've been looking at different ways of looking at what is giftedness. And we started out with it being, you know, Leonardo da Vinci type brilliance. But then we figured out, no, IQ is just a... you know, it's just a statistical thing, one in every 42 or something, 2.3% with some gradations. And then we came to like more and more complex models from a general, you know, G intelligence that explains everything to a triadic model to six parts to 30 through interrelated parts. And we made a little segue into the idea that maybe it's more the being qualities of being gifted that make all the difference. So this is like, you could really see it like a journey and, you know, figuring out who I am, figuring out who your child is a journey that you go on. And for me, that's been a pretty profound journey, like figuring out what this means, because we can approach this like a very theoretical conversation, but wondering, you know, what is talent? Like, does that create a sense of entitlement, or is it, like, there's actually a book, the Curse of Giftedness, or the Curse of the Gifted Child, is it a bad thing? So, like, understanding it better and better helps you be a better parent, helps you, like, give giftedness a better spot in your life. So the next step after we've come to more of the qualities of giftedness, the traits of giftedness, the being hatch that we talked about, all of the time, we've been still talking about giftedness as a one-dimensional concept. You have a lot of it or you have less of it. And you are that gifted person or not. So in the 80s, Neihardt and Betts have done a bunch of research. They call it factor analysis of looking at different traits of gifted people, gifted kids, and seeing, like, is there a generic set of traits or are there different sets of traits? And by doing this factor analysis, they figured out there's not one type of giftedness. There are actually six different types of, you know, gifted people, gifted human beings. And, you know, by learning what they are, we can, you know, see how differently they deal with the world. So as opposed to seeing it as, you know, a one-off thing, you know, this is the right answer, we can see more and more that there are actually at least six different types, six different, you know, people that or forms of giftedness that can express themselves. And I really wanted to challenge you is look at yourself, look at your child, which of these six types fits the best. So the first one, which sounds pretty positive, is the successful, but also sometimes called the successful adjusted type. Because successful gifted kids, you know, are successful. They do well in school. They get high grades and everybody, you know, is very happy with their performance. One of the challenges with the successful gifted is that they have an external frame of reference for what it means to be successful as a gifted kid. So they try to live up to the expectations of everybody else, but sometimes that leads to anxiety or stress or you know, a diminished sense of self-esteem. So where this seems to be an ideal type, there's actually quite a lot of challenges with it. You know, a second type is the autonomous learner. This is, you know, the gifted kid that just goes their own way. They might get failing great, but they don't care because they're trying to get onto, you know, I don't know, the chess team or the football team, or actually they've already gotten a job or set up their own company. They go their own way. They don't really care what other people think of them. Which makes it hard to guide them, makes it hard to support them. But yeah, at the same time, they're pretty stable in their self-image. They know what they're worth, they know what they want to do and how they're kind of going to get to that. So the third type is the creative type. And actually, it used to be called more like the challenging type, I think, because they constantly are challenging authority and fighting with everybody. But underneath it is like a creative essence, a desire to do things differently, their own way. And, you know, they get into authority struggles a lot, especially in classroom or with their parents. And, you know, they reinterpret every single rule they've ever gotten. But on the other hand, they're very creative and they can create very beautiful things. So the next type is kind of like the underground gifted type. And the underground gifted type is the person who hides their giftedness. They try to hide it at all costs because they might get less popular. Like they got really high grades and then people bullied them. So they stopped getting high grades. So they're constantly using their intelligence to not stand out. They're like the chameleons. This was me when I was young. Like I did everything in my power not to stand out. Then we have the at-risk. And at-risk often comes either from the underground, from trying to lay low for a while and then kind of getting stuck there, or from the next one, the twice exceptional, the multi-exceptional. But they are the ones that are actually struggling. They drop out of schools, sometimes even to the point of being suicidal or losing their way. So this is unfortunately one of the types as well. And finally, we have the twice, thrice, or multi-exceptionals. These are the kids that are both gifted on one hand and, you know, have some kind of need for support. You could call it disorder. I don't really like that word, but stuff like, you know, scoring on the autism spectrum or, you know, having traits of ADD, whether it's misdiagnosed or not. This gets you kind of like in a twice exceptional corner. So both giftedness and challenges. So this is actually a big shift from all the models before, because up till now we were talking about, you know, it's gifted or it's not gifted. But now we look at all these different types and these different ways of expressing giftedness, which obviously made this one of the longer episodes as well. So I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you recognize one of the types. So, you know, either a successful student, but who looks extrinsically for what is good, the autonomous learner who goes their own way, the creative who challenges everything, the underground who tries to chameleon the way out of everything, the at risk that sometimes gets stuck, and the twice, thrice, or multi-exceptional. And each of these has their own manual. Of course, unfortunately, they don't come with that manual. But if you want to learn more about that and what specifically to do with each of these types, go to smartparentingsecrets.com and download our free training. Cool. So what type is your kid and what could you do to support their specific type? If you liked this episode of Raising Happy and Thriving Kids, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast software. And if you want to dive deeply into all the things you can do to help your kids thrive, be happier while making your own life more enjoyable, go to smartparentingsecrets.com where you can get free additional training. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, bring out the best in yourself and each other.